Well, we're very happy to be here, and we're excited to talk about how God has been working in our ministry. East European Missions Network was started in 1992. A lot has changed since that time.
So we started primarily as a way for the Lutheran Church, the remnant of the Lutheran Church, for resources that so that they could rebuild their congregations and their communities.
And so what has grown into from what began as a very small ministry, working with just a few partners, has expanded quite a bit. And we've hit on that geographic moniker, that East Europe moniker, certainly doesn't describe what we do anymore. And it was so important that we better tell the story and that we connect it to the people that we serve and not the places where we go. And that's where we hit on the spiritual orphans idea. And that's what we do. We connect spiritual orphans to the global family of Christ.
We recognize that the people that we were serving were quite literally spiritual orphans because they don't know that they have a Father in heaven who loves them, or brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world.
We try to speak about that already to the children. Many of our pastors, and we encourage almost every congregation in many parts of Ukraine where we serve, we try to be connected to orphans, be connected to places where children have been left by their parents. We try to bring them good news that there's a Heavenly Father who loves them, who cares for them, who is ready to sacrifice His own Son in order to adopt them and to call them their own.
Spiritual orphans probably conjures different images in people's minds, and it can describe a couple of different situations. First and foremost is a spiritual orphan being someone that does not know that they have a Father in heaven. They don't realize that they have a full family of brothers and sisters in Christ. They certainly don't understand the concept of forgiveness or extending forgiveness to others. There's another way to describe a spiritual orphan, and that would be similar to the adults with whom we work, in that they're believers, but they're isolated from other believers, from the rest of the body of Christ. And so we are intent on serving both and connecting all of those spiritual orphans with our own spiritual orphans here in North America. And so uniting our congregations, our ministries, with the ministries, congregations, and parachurch organizations that are overseas. And that is how we became Spiritual Orphans Network. We're networking these ministries, these believers and non-believers together to engage them in the gospel and to reclaim what they were originally designed to be as children of God, to reclaim their identity in Christ, and also to work towards transformation in Christ through the Word and by the blood of Jesus Christ.
The attitude American missionaries come is totally different from the attitude of Latvian pastors. The attitude is acceptance. They accept us as we are and try to help us lead better lives, seek deeper and find joy in the walk with God.
For a long time, we were always thought of as the missions organization that does English Bible camps, and that's true. We've also added the teenage life and adventure retreats, but we also work intrinsically and side by side with local ministries, with pastors, with full-time ministry workers in a way that helps to bolster what they're doing and also to bring to them resources that are not available to them where they reside.
So the concept of missions and outreach is a completely foreign thing to them, much less the concept of making disciples. And so we really see this as a way to connect the global body of Christ and be this worldwide witness for these generations that were left without faith because of what happened during communist times.
The spiritual orphans, for example, our first morning in Slovakia, our first small group session, I had four girls for an hour asking, why do we do this in the church, and why do I have to do that, and what is this, and what is that, and there's this, and I'm thinking, okay, like these are questions that mean a lot to them. And they couldn't go to anyone else to ask them because those questions would not have been welcomed or they would not have been able to have been answered. They don't have that older generation to disciple them and mentor them. And they are just exactly that. They are spiritual orphans.
There is no older generation, no grandmas and grandpas, no fathers and mothers to share that faith with the younger generation. And so we are that generation. It doesn't have anything to do with our age. You can be 14 years old, you can be 98 years old. You are a spiritual father or mother to those who do not yet have that faith in Christ. Spiritual orphans also speaks to the fact that there are quite a few believers, a handful of believers, that remnant of believers that survived the Soviet occupation, who are isolated. They've been believers, but they're separated physically from other believers, not only their own communities, but globally, as the global family of Christ. And so spiritual orphans describes those who do not know God and those who know God but are still isolated from the rest of the family.
We experienced 50 years of occupation when Christians were persecuted, and parents didn't tell their children about faith. Also grandparents didn't. And that's why like two generations were cut. And it takes several generations to change what happened during these 50 years.
And so the effects of communism, it wasn't just the people were killed. There was a complete decimation of faith. It was ripped away from people. It was taken away from them for over three generations. And so it's vital in understanding why we serve where we serve, because people were completely isolated from God.
And so as a result, the mission of Sun is threefold. It's to engage people in the word of the Lord, in the gospel message. And it's to help them to reclaim the identity as children of God that was lost during communism. And then finally, and most importantly, to walk alongside them as they're transformed in Christ.
And this is what it means to connect spiritual orphans to the global family of Christ, which is our mission. Sun Network has really benefited by partnerships. Of course, it benefits those with whom we partner overseas, but in North America, we've been blessed in countless ways. And partnering with NALC has brought blessings that we couldn't even imagine. Not only is it an outstanding group of brothers and sisters in Christ, but having the opportunity to take the gospel message overseas, but also to partner in what we're doing here in the United States has been a tremendous blessing.
I always look forward to being able to bring a group of members or other people in our community here. I've participated in about five of these camps over a span of probably 8 or 10 years, on and off again. And the only regrets I have are the years I didn't come, because each time we take a group here, whether it's one person or 10, the experience of being here helps the people from the States to see their own culture through new eyes, but it also opens them up to what God is doing in a different place and a different set of circumstances. So when they come back, the opportunity for discipleship is really rich.
So what's the purpose of us sharing all of this information with you about Spiritual Orphans Network? Well, it's a challenge. More importantly, it's a call to action.
We're asking you to be the generation of faith to spiritual orphans in communist and former communist nations by coming alongside us, by sharing your faith through English Bible camps, through Life and Adventure Teen camps, and through our regional learning centers.
So we invite you to visit our website at Sun Network, that's one N, sunnetwork.org. Look at the trips that we're offering for next year and then contact us. I'd love to have a conversation with you, and so would Angela, to see how we can partner with your congregation to bridge that gap with spiritual orphans, at the same time build your ministry with missionaries, everyday missionaries that serve in your own community.